Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlize and Jasmine with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, access to the Bruce Highway in the north of Borroran has been restored after a trailer full of chemicals exploded last week and damaged the road. A portion of the highway is currently open north and southbound under 60 kilometers per hour limit. The trailer was carrying this unstable chemical used as a plant fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, that was involved in the Beirut explosion in 2020. On Saturday, the 31st of August, Stellar Day Out was hosted by Avid Reader at the Archive. The Stellar Prize is an annual literary prize awarded to the most excellent, original, and outstanding book written by an Australian woman or non-binary writer. A not-for-profit organization founded in 2011, this year Stellar is debuting a tour celebrating and encouraging literacy participation throughout the country. The Mianjin Brisbane audience had a free day of powerful panels featuring Seasons of a Career, The Art of a Few Words, and Reclaiming Language. Entries are accepted until 5 p.m. Sunday, 6th of October.
In national news, world-leading health research centre, the Kirby Institute in Sydney, says that HIV numbers are on a rapid downward trend that could spell the end of AIDS in Australia. Despite cases rising in 2023, experts say the annual number of cases has remained lower compared to before the pandemic. The head of Kirby Institute's HIV prevention program says that this can be defined as a 90% reduction in HIV notifications. These reductions are particularly noticeable among Australian-born gay and bisexual men, in which diagnoses have decreased by 64%. Whilst the end of AIDS has not come yet, Australian HIV diagnoses continue to decrease. Homes and businesses along the coast of the Victorian town Inverloch are at risk of being swept away by erosion that was worsened by recent storms. On Monday, the wild weather tore down hundreds of trees and damaged buildings, which resulted in over 1,000 calls to the SES. Sand dunes were washed away, hailstorms tore down tree branches onto the beach, and residents are concerned that if erosion continues, their homes will follow suit. In international news, two killed, one injured, and two are missing after tree loggers clash with an isolated indigenous tribe in the Peruvian Amazon, Macho Peru. Members of the tribe attacked workers with arrows who were harvesting a trail in the famous rainforest. The uncontacted tribe have been sighted venturing out of the forest for months in search of food, feeling pressure from the logging industry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny and partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.2, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.